Hey Rumi, you okay? What's with the guilty look? I catch you doing something you're not supposed to do? You got a BL hidden around here somewhere? Oh, better. Have you been listening to that weird ASMR boyfriend stuff again? Oh, come on, don't give me that look. You know I don't mean it. Maybe. Hey, you still up for trying that new cafe in town? I've been dying to try their coffee. I am not a coffeeholic, thank you very much. Two, maybe three cups a day didn't hurt anyone. Yeah, very funny. Anyway, you ready? Huh? What else do you need to do? You look pretty much ready to me. All dressed up nice, and you've got your stuff. Unless you really are hiding something from me, aren't you? I can't imagine what it could be, but it's gotta be something. Don't lie to me, Rumi. Even back in college, you never could. I can see it in your eyes. Those two little orbs in your head never lie to me. How bad can it be, anyway? Is it a BL comic? Okay. I'll knock it off with the yaoi accusations. For now. Well, I wouldn't keep teasing you about it if you didn't have such an amusing reaction to it every time. Well, that and the ASMR stuff. Oh, is that guy you keep watching again? Coven or something? All right. Okay, look. I don't want to pressure you. Whatever it is, I appreciate that it's your business, little Neko. Your ears sure did perk up a lot when I said that. Ah, I see. It's definitely something to do with your Neko identity. Gotta be. Rumi, sit on the bed with me a moment. There you go. I don't mean to push you, but you aren't nervous about the cat ears and the tail again, are you? I'm proud of how resilient you've gotten about those. I remember back when you used to feel every single pair of eyes on you. All those people silently judging you just for being a Neko. But it's like I keep telling you. That's all external nonsense. It doesn't affect you. You don't have to let anything anyone says affect you. If it doesn't serve you, you can discard it. Remember? There you go. You know how it is. You don't have to listen to what any fool says about you. Good kitty. Aw, you purring, sweetie? You like that? I remember when you would never let me touch these ears. I don't take it lightly, you know. It's an honor to touch these fluffy things. Just look at how you react. Yeah? You ready to tell me what it is? Are you sure? You don't have to tell me if you really want to keep this to yourself. I won't bring it up again, I promise. Okay. Thank you for trusting me. I'm ready when you are, Rumi. I'm sorry if I was being pushy earlier. Huh? Are you keeping something under your hoodie? Oh, I see it now. You're wearing a collar. Hey, you don't have to hide it. It's all right. Hey, come on now. Give me your hand. It's all right. I promise, Rumi. You know I'm not gonna judge you for anything. You're my adorable little Neko roommate, and I'm going to be a good friend to you, okay? just like I always have. Or try to be. That's sweet of you to say. You're a good Neko. Don't you worry. So, what's with the collar anyway? What compelled you to put it on? Do you just kind of feel like it? Do you like the look, or... Ah, okay. I really do have so much to learn about Neko culture. So you're wearing a collar because you want an owner? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to assume. I know you Nekos like your independence. Your people, not commodities for people to own. Huh? Ah, so you do want an owner. Right. You just like having the freedom to choose. I understand, Kitty. Don't worry. I understand. And what kind of things do you want in an owner? Is that right? I'm just curious, that's all. All right. You got me. Well, if you are, I may be sorta interested, you know? I would like that. You may be interested as well? Really? You're up for it? You really mean that? You would let me be your owner? You swear it? Oh, hell yes. Oh. Well, of course I'm excited. I always thought you were absolutely adorable. Of course I'd want to be your owner. Oh, I promise I'll be the best you could ever ask for. I'll make you happy. I'll buy you cute little accessories for you to enjoy. You want a new collar, or you want a hoodie, or I'd go to a cafe. You just let me know. Oh, did you really just meow for me? That's so cute. Hey, hold still for me a moment. I'm just gonna adjust your collar a little bit. Let me just... There you go. Aw, it looks so cute on you. You really knew how to pick him, too. Suits you so well. You're very welcome, sweetheart. I'm never short on compliments for you, my little kitty. I've got to look after my little Neko, don't I? No one ought to look down on my kitty. I won't allow it. Huh? Oh, about that. Well, if you ever want to wear your collar in public, go for it. You'll look so cute with that on in the cafe. Just too nervous, huh? Oh, sweetie. You know that no matter what, you have every right to ignore every silly glance someone gives you, every dumb comment someone might make, anything at all. They're the loser. If they can't see how sweet of a person you are over a bloody collar, then that's on them. It's their loss. More for me. And it's like I said, nothing external has to bother you. No one can upset you without your consent. Don't let them into your inner world. They don't deserve a space in your mind. I mean it. I see. Just a little bit shy, huh? That's okay. Hey, if you want to, and only if you want to now, maybe we can work towards a bit more confidence. Besides, these are your Neko tendencies. It's practically your culture. Why should anyone get to decide that for you? Do you want me to play with your ears again, sweetie? Calm you down a bit? That's what I thought. Come here, then. You've come a long way, you know. I remember how shy you were, even showing me that you were an echo. I can't imagine how my face must have looked the first time I saw those ears and that tail pop out of you. Oh, now look who's doing the teasing. That's my kitty. Your owner loves you. You know that, right? Good kitty. Do you want to go to that cafe now? Yeah? What are you going to get? Kitten. Come on. We're trying a new place. Surely you want to try something different for a change? Well, if you like it that much. All right, kitten. Come on, dear. Let's go.